Warren News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump will deploy troops to Portland, Oregon.
Trump said he's authorizing full force if necessary to handle what he's calling domestic terrorists. The ICE facility in Portland has been the target of frequent demonstrations, sometimes leading to violent clashes. Some federal agents have been injured and several protesters have been charged with assault. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Sinclair Broadcasting is returning Jimmy Kimmel Live to its ABC stations. It's ending its preemptive of the late night show over remarks host Jimmy Kimmel said in response to the shooting death of activist Charlie Kirk.
The statement read, quote, "Our objective throughout this process has been to ensure that programming remains accurate and engaging for the widest possible audience. We take seriously our responsibility as local broadcasters to provide programming that serves the interests of our communities while also honoring our obligations to air national network programming." It was pressure from station owners Sinclair and Nexstar that initially forced Disney to take Kimmel's show off the air. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New census data refutes the claim that America is systematically racist.
The statistics come from the new Census Bureau report on household incomes. It shows a rapid rise in incomes for Asian and Hispanic households over the past year, which continues a positive trend that dates back to the early 1980s. In fact, one statistic indicates that Asian households now make on average $120,000 a year, or one-third more income than white households do.
That was correspondent Ken Lorman. The report also discovered that immigrants now make almost as much money as native-born Americans. Well, the clock is ticking on a government shutdown, and the White House says there may be mass firings if it happens. Congress has just 3 days left to agree on a stopgap bill. This is SRN News. A new study finds women who have abortions are not happy about it.
Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups say denying a woman an abortion will result in negative psychological consequences. But a poll released by the Elliott Institute indicates that women who terminate their pregnancy feel just as much grief as those who suffer miscarriages, but they also suffer from feelings of guilt and regret. The study also reveals that 70% of women who get abortions say they felt pressured to do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has struck down a ballot summary for a pro-life amendment backed by Republican state lawmakers, stating that it presented an unfair and insufficient description to voters. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled that the ballot summary must be rewritten, but he rejected a request by abortion advocates to block the proposed constitutional amendment from going to voters. This is SRN News. The profit margin on flipping a home is at a 17-year low.
It pays less and less to buy and flip a home these days. The typical home flipping profit margin fell in the second quarter to its lowest level since 2008, with a typical return of 25.1% before expenses. That's according to an analysis by Atom, a real estate data company. Rising home prices are driving up acquisition costs, making flipping less profitable. Meanwhile, with many aspiring homeowners priced out of the market, real estate investors are taking up a bigger share of U.S. home sales overall. Ron Taylor reporting.
Private investment firms that are helping finance America's artificial intelligence race and the huge build-out of energy-hungry data centers are getting interested in the local utilities that deliver electricity to regular customers, as well as the servers that power all that AI. Billions of dollars from such firms are now flowing toward electric utilities. More details at srnnews.com.